words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. One of the greatest difficulties that each one of us face in our Christian life is the difficulty of understanding the will of God. It's difficult because the will of God is to be understood at two different levels. First level is, how do I understand God's will for me? How do I know what God's will is for me? And then do I live my life according to God's will? The difficulty in all of this is that God has entrusted all of his children, every single one of his children, with a brain. And we have that ability to think. And because we have the ability to think, we are called upon each day to make choices, to make decisions. And when we are faced with making those choices and those decisions, our question as Christians is, what is the will of God for me in this? This morning Lisa read about Moses. And you read that story and you think, God, it's so easy for Moses. He had a burning bush. And God talked to him through the burning bush. And when we think about Jesus, Jesus had signs and wonders, and it seemed that the will of God for Jesus was so easy. But you know, I really don't think it was that easy for Moses or for Jesus. Because I think that they too had choices to make. And I think that they too had to make many decisions in prayer, in faith, in the belief that God would be with them. And I also think that what they decided, they were not so sure where it was going to lead them. See, I don't believe that every minute of every day is planned for us by God. I believe that our choices and our decisions determine the road of life that we take. Some of those decisions are going to be good ones. And some of them are going to be ones that are not so good. And I think then that there are those other decisions that when we make them, God simply looks at us with a smile on his face and wonders, where are we taking him now? For us to take seriously doing the will of God is first of all to realize that God does not have our life planned for us. And that we're not some kind of Christian puppet. That when God pulls the strings, we dance. Taking seriously the will of God is to weigh each decision carefully and prayerfully and ask ourselves, what good will it do? What harm will it do? How will it affect me? How will it affect others? And what greater good can we make out of this? The will of God is for us to understand that our life is not one that's mapped out and we simply follow the course. So that first level of understanding God's will is the level of, how do I understand what God's will is for me, and how do I fashion my life to allow God to be part of my decisions? Second level of understanding the will of God is the level that's often told to us. That what happens to some people is the will of God. A friend gets struck with a terrible disease and somebody says, "Oh, it's the will of God." Small child has a sickness and dies and somebody says, "Oh, it's the will of God." Communities get devastated by earthquakes and tornadoes and floods and somebody says, "It was the will of God." You know, even in this morning's gospel, some Galileans are killed by Roman soldiers and some said to Jesus, "It was because of their sin, it was the will of God." Tower of Siloam falls on some people and some say, "It was the will of God." My question in all of this is, if this is the will of God, then what sort of God do we preach? What sort of God do we believe in? What sort of God would single out some of his children to be very sick? Or some of his children to die very young? Or some of his children to be flooded, earthquaked, or tornadoed? My answer is that this is not the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is not the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. The God that our Lord Jesus Christ told us of is a God who loves all of his children equally. And if he is a God who loves all of his children equally, then he is a God who does not discriminate against any of his children. He does not pick on one of his children and say, "You will be sick, I will it." He does not pick on a community and say, "You will be tornadoed, I will it." We cannot and we must not preach a God like that. But then that begs the question, okay, why do people get sick? And why do natural disasters happen? Well, the answer is real simple. That's the way it is. We have bodies that can go wrong. We have a system of nature that, in spite of its most amazing and wonderful beauty, has an incredibly violent streak to it. And that's the way it is. Things do not happen because God has singled out anybody or any place. So when we pray each day, as I trust we do, the words of the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done," I hope that we understand more fully and more deeply that our life is not mapped out for us, and our choices and our decisions do affect the course of our lives and do affect other people's lives. I also hope we understand more fully that even if the choice we make is a bad choice, there is with God always the second chance. Always. Even the fig tree that wasn't bearing fruit was given the second chance. I also hope we understand more deeply that the will of God is not to inflict poverty, not to inflict sickness, not to inflict disaster or death on certain ones of his children. Our God is a God who loves all of his children equally. And his will for us is simply to know that whatever happens, God is with us all the time. All the time. Amen.